Welcome to Season 3 of the Baby Names Podcast, naming the world one baby at a time. Here are your hosts, the Moss Sisters.
I'm Jennifer Moss.
And I'm Mallory Moss.
And we're the founders of BabyNames.com.
We are sisters too.
We are, even after 3 seasons. This is our last episode of Season 3, and it's going to be a good one. Mm-hmm. But first, our first segment is interesting names we found since the last episode, and I have such a name, Todger Strunk.
What?
Todger Strunk.
Well, who is Todger Strunk?
So this past week, legendary golfer Jack Nicklaus announced the engagement of his granddaughter, Christy, to Todger Strunk. Now, I knew it sounds like a British name, but he's not British. He's an American. In fact, the Brits are having a big laugh with this name because in their vernacular, Todger is a euphemism for the penis. And apparently, it's not only used in Great Britain, but also in Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, too. And I'm not the only one baffled by this name. The announcement and the name has gone viral on Twitter. Todger Strunk. Now, I can't find whether this is a given name or a nickname, but it just goes to show you, research your baby's name before you have it, folks.
Indeed. Have we ever discussed the name Inga?
No, but I had a friend named Inga on Maple Avenue.
That's right. Well, I don't think we've talked about it. So Inga is a Scandinavian name that means belonging to Ing. I don't necessarily know who Ing is, but I imagine it's a Scandinavian
god
ruler. I think it's a great name for people who do not want a name in the top 1,000, too. Mm-hmm. I know that that's important to some people. Dino is an Italian name. It's a diminutive name for anything that ends in D-I-N-O. And I like a variation of Dino, and it's called Dinora, D-I-N-O-R-A-H, means light and is of Spanish origin.
I think you've mentioned Dino before because we talked about the purple dinosaur on the Flintstones.
Well then, oops.
So today we're going to review the best and worst celebrity baby names of 2020. And we have a special guest with us today, Kate Fan, the BabyNames.com celebrity baby blogger extraordinaire. Welcome, Kate, to our show.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. We're so glad to have you with us. I can't believe we haven't done this sooner.
I know. I'm so excited to be here.
And you have had a pregnancy and delivery in 2020. Tell us about your new baby son.
Yes, I welcomed a baby boy named Noah on June 1st. So it was kind of weird because I didn't get pregnant during the pandemic. So I was pregnant halfway through and it was like a whirlwind. So right. Much stress around it. But I mean, once the baby's here, everything is just fantastic. So it's been nice. It's actually been nice because we can't have visitors. So I mm-hmm. get to have all the baby snuggles and didn't Aww. Have to share him. Well, except with my husband, of course.
And baby Noah has an older brother too, right?
Yes, Quinn. And Quinn was not exactly excited to have somebody to share our time with. He is slowly getting used to it. So, and it's been 6 months, so he's still adjusting, but we're working on it.
Well, congratulations. And I have so much respect for all these celebrities and anyone out there who has given birth during 2020. I can see how that could be so stressful. And you're just a warrior.
Thank you. Thank you.
So what we're going to do today is we've each curated our top 5 best and worst celebrity baby names of the year. And we're going to just count them down for you, our listeners. Okay, so we're going to start with the best. Number 5, Kate, what do you got?
I have Alam, which is DJ Khaled's second son. Alam is an Arabic word that means the world. And I mean, if you're a parent, you know that your child is the world. So that's such a beautiful sentiment to give to your child. I just love it.
That's a great one. All right, Mal?
For my number 5, I have Olympia Lightning Bolt, who is the daughter of Usain Bolt and Casey Bennett. Now, we know Usain Bolt for winning many Olympic gold medals.
Cool. Okay. And I have Onyx Carter, and that's Iggy Azalea's son with Playboy Cardi, whose real name is Jordan Terrell Carter. And I just love the fact that they used like this gemstone theme for their family names, because her original name was Amethyst. So now they have Amethyst and Onyx. And of course, we all know that the X element is really in for boys' names right now.
Yes, definitely. Axel.
Yep. Radix and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do we have for four, Kate?
So to piggyback off Mallory, I also picked Olympia Lightning because that is just the coolest name. I mean, to bring in the fact that he's an Olympic athlete and the fact that her last two names are Lightning Bolt, how is that not cool? That's awesome.
I agree.
Mal?
All right. My number four, I have a tie. I have Goldie Patricia Daly, who is the daughter of Carson Daly and Siri Daly. And Goldie Daly, I just think is really sweet. So the tie is with Ziggy Blue, only because it's the most improved baby naming from Bronx Mowgli, who she had, who is now 11 years old.
I don't think it's that big of an improvement, but go ahead.
I think it's a great one. And their daughter, Ashley Simpson and Evan Ross, is Jagger Snow. And I think that's fine, too. I mean, obviously, Ziggy Marley, Mick Jagger is, you know, clearly a theme here. But both are infinitely better than Bronx Mowgli.
Okay. I have Spencer Avu Kaling, who is Mindy Kaling's son. And I was just waiting for somebody to use Spencer. You know, it's Princess Diana's maiden name. And I really thought the royals would use it for some of their sons, but nope, it didn't come up. So I'm kind of glad that Mindy used it. And of course, she explained that Avu was her father's name. And she claims it means gift of God in Sanskrit, but I haven't found anything to back that up, so I'll just take her word for it.
Okay.
All right, let's go to number three. Kate?
My next one is Winnie, which is Tyler Hilton and Megan Park's daughter. And I just love the trend of bringing back like older names. And I feel like Winnie is a really sweet name and a classic that you don't hear a lot anymore. So it was kind of nice to see that.
Winnie was my number six, so it was just out of the running.
Now, do you know if it's Winifred or it's the full given name Winnie?
I think it's full just Winnie because that's how they announced it.
Okay. Mal?
Okay. For number three, Kaori May, who is Kevin Hart's and Aniko Hart's baby.
I like Kaori. Yeah. It's a Japanese name. I have River Phoenix, just because I think it's a beautiful tribute to Joaquin's brother. Everyone who's of a certain age remembers River Phoenix, who was an amazing actor and unfortunately died of an overdose. So I think it was great that he used that name to honor his brother.
Yeah, I love that.
It was definitely a contender for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're down to number two for the top five best. Kate, what do you have?
So I chose Jack, which is what Chrissy Teigen and John Legend named their stillborn son. Aww. And it is such a classic name, but I love how they told the story that they'd never named their other two children until they were born. But with Jack, they kind of knew his name while he was still growing inside of her. So I just kind of really liked the story that went along with it. It just seemed so sweet and simple, and I just loved that.
Yeah, that's sweet. Yeah, Jack. And it's a classic name. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but a lot of protagonists in books and on TV shows are Jack.
Yeah, like, they are.
It's a solid guy's guy name, you know?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Mal, what do you have for two?
I have Lucia Marisol Williams, who is the daughter of America Ferrera and Ryan Pierce Williams.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, that's part of the big Italian name trend coming into style in the U.S.
I think that could also be a Spanish name.
Mm-hmm. Lucia or Lucia. Mm. Yeah. Depending on, definitely. I have to go with Mint Van Leeuwen.
No.
What?
It just grew on me. Now, I know there's an ice cream association because there's a company, Van Leeuwen Ice Cream, but guess what? It's a vegan ice cream, so I approve. And I think mint is one of those food names that can actually work. I guess you guys don't agree with me because there was silence. There were crickets on the line.
Don't agree. I think that mint just doesn't work. It wasn't on my worst list, but it wasn't on my best.
Okay. What do you think, Kate?
Well, it made my worst list.
Okay. All right. So hold your thought there. Okay. We're down to number one. Your favorite celebrity baby name of 2020. Kate, what do you have?
Daisy Dove. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. I feel like Daisy Dove sounds like such a free-spirited name, which is so Katy Perry. I love it.
Yeah. Daisy Bloom, though.
Yeah.
It is kind of a pun name.
It is. Kind of like Olympia Lightning Bolt, Daisy Dove mm-hmm. Bloom, you know?
But it's cute.
Yeah.
It is so cute. It's my number one best name of the year.
Oh, wow. Well, I chose a name that was on both of your lists, Olympia Lightning Bolt. I just think, first of all, she's the cutest face on Instagram, number one. And number two, even though they did make it a pun name, they put the name in the middle, the pun. Mm. So she's not going to be introduced as Olympia Lightning Bolt her whole life. She'll be Olympia Bolt, which is very appropriate. And like Kate said, I love that they honored the Olympics, and Lightning Bolt is just so cute, and it's a huge power name. So for a female, that's mm-hmm. awesome.
Yes, love that.
Now, we're getting to the worst. Dun, dun, dun. And boy, did we have a lot to choose from this year, you guys.
Yeah.
So, Kate, what's your number five for worst names?
My first one is Bodie, who Tom Parker from The Wanted named his son. And so the name, the meaning of the name is beautiful. It's an Indian name that means understanding of true nature. But every time I see the name Bodhi, my mind automatically says body. And that's just, I'm just like, that's weird. Why would you do that to a child? I don't know.
I can see that. And that name gets roasted a lot online. No matter what the spelling, there's Bode, Bodie. Here in California, it's a ghost town that's about a couple hours away from me, Bodie. Mm-hmm. So that's my association with it. Mal, what do you got?
Okay. You know, I can never keep things the way they're supposed to be. So want to shout out as the worst middle name, and that is Genghis to me. I think that is horrifyingly awful.
And what name was that?
That was Vittorio Genghis Sullivan, who is Hope Solo and Jeremy Stevens' boy. Okay. So my number fifth is Skipper Hudson Haynes, who is the son of Nicole Appleton and Stephen Haynes. I just don't like the name Skipper.
I have that on my list too. So I agree. My number five, though, and it's not really horrific, but it's Donald Glover III. And I just think that is so unoriginal. And like, it's time to get over naming your children after yourself. And plus the name Donald, that makes my number five spot. All right, Kate, what's your fourth?
So my fourth, we're coming back to it, is Mint. And I mean, some herb names are cute. Like rosemary is cute, but I feel like mint is just too far. I don't know.
I agree.
It's kind of harsh if you think about it. Mint.
Mint.
Mm, yeah.
Minty. Is that going to be the nickname? Probably. I don't know. Minty.
Oh, what do you got, Mal?
Epic's Ray Norwood, who is Ray J and Princess Love's son. Mm. Epix is spelled E-P-I-X, so it's another X name, and just not a fan of the X names.
I like them, but isn't Epix a cable network, or was?
I don't remember.
I think so.
Sounds like one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I had Skipper in the number four spot. And, of course, people of a certain age, I identify it with Gilligan's Island, number one.
Or Barbie's friend.
I think it was Barbie's little sister or something, okay. Wasn't it? Or,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Skipper. It's a nickname. Like, stop giving your children nicknames. That would be a cute nickname for anything. Just don't use it on their birth certificate, please, people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number three to the top five worst names. Kate, what do you have?
I have Wynn, which is Sierra Wilson and Russell Wilson's son. And they spelt it Wynn, like W-I-N. It just, that's a word to me. That's not a name. Why? They could have done something so much more beautiful. Why Wynn?
Yeah, they could have done W-Y-N-N, which is an actual name.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
And when you change the spelling, you make it an expectation name.
I kind of like the name Wynn Wilson. I think it sounds pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I like the sound of it.
Yeah, it's nice alliteration.
Win is the same as honor. You know, it's like, what if they do something wrong? What if they lose the race? You know, they're going to be made fun of. So you're setting your child up.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Mal, what do you have for three?
Radix, Chloe, Wildflower, Madden.
I think this is the worst name.
Well, obviously not, since you put it at three. It's not the worst.
Well, the other two are obvious, I think. This is horrifying. Chloe's cute. Wildflower is goofy. And Madden is fine, because that's their last name.
Right.
So, and you know what? I also think it's pretentious to have two middle names.
Yeah, it's unnecessary.
Yeah, I don't know if it's particularly pretentious. I think it looks like you couldn't make up your mind. Well, I had Sovereign Beau Raymond, which is Usher's daughter. Again, that's a royal title. It's a name. It means royalty. So it's an expectation name. And just talk about pretentious. That's pretentious. Sovereign. It's like your highness, you know? So I completely disagree with that kind of naming convention. All right, down to the last two. Kate, what do you have for number two?
For number two, I have Maisel, which is Beverly Mitchell's daughter. And Maisel, that's not even a name, but they don't even call her that. They call her Maisie, which was like her nickname from the beginning. So why not just name her that? Name her Maisie. Maisie's cute.
It reminds me of the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Oh, yeah.
TV show.
She spells it really weird, though. It's M-A-Y-Z-E-L.
I wonder if that's Hebrew.
I don't know.
We'll have to look that up.
I don't know.
It might be a Hebrew name.
Maybe.
But Maisie is a name in itself, even though, you know, I don't necessarily like nicknames, but I would approve of Maisie as a good name. Mal, what do you have?
Ever Leo Reich. And of course, it's spelled like Reich. And that is the son, I assume, of Leah Michele and Zandi Reich. I'm trying to pronounce it correctly.
I think they said Rich.
Is it Rich?
Rich.
Okay.
Yeah, they're trying to get away from Reich. So I agree with you, and I had that as my second also. It's horrific, and it's offensive, and I can't believe they didn't even think about that.
Right.
You know?
And I'm surprised they haven't changed it.
Me too. Like, did anyone just, like, go up to them? Do they even listen to our podcast? I'm just asking you.
Apparently not.
I can't imagine anyone, specifically anyone of Jewish descent, naming their child ever Reich.
Yes.
And I'm saying Reich or Rich, whatever, okay.
Very strange.
And now the number one worst name of 2020.
Can we even say it, though?
I think everyone's going to know. It's the son of Elon Musk and Grimes.
Yes.
And I was hearing him talk on a podcast. He says X-A-12. And I assume you both had the same one.
Yes.
Yep. That is correct.
So originally it was X, that weird Greek AE combination, A-12, the numerals. But California doesn't let you have numerals in your baby's name. So they changed it to A-XII, which is the Roman numerals for 12. Totally ridiculous. I think it's like dork, bork, bleep, Silicon Valley attention-grabbing nonsense.
Yes.
Yes. I think you just said it. It's awful. Like you said, attention-grabbing. There's no point to it. And I guess I won't be driving, what is it, a Tesla anytime soon.
Well, I mean, you know, if I could afford one, I'd buy one. I wouldn't go that far. Like, you know, if you give me a Tesla, I'd drive it. Hey, you know what? We're giving him publicity, which is exactly what they wanted.
Yeah.
Kate, do you agree that That's this is true. The worst name of the year?
Absolutely. It's so, like, they just want to make it seem like they're so cool. They're so modern. They're above regular names. Like, cool. We get it. We don't care.
Exactly. It's so off-putting, but they did get the publicity they were looking for. They almost went more crazy for Apple. You know, the press, I remember, and that was like 16 years ago, but I remember when Apple was born and they gave her the name Apple and like our traffic tripled and all the reporters were calling me asking for my opinion. And XAEA-12 was like, oh, well, they're kooky. Okay. You know, like, why weren't people's heads exploding? I don't get it. But anyway, some general booze, not booze like you drink the liquor booze, although I could use that. But after this episode, but I want to call out like Willa Jonas, which is Joe Jonas's daughter. Is it Joe Jonas?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Joe.
She sounds like she should be in a rocking chair smoking a pipe on a porch. Like, I won't say in Tennessee because I don't want to offend Kate, so I'll say in Alabama. And then Wilfred Johnson sounds like that's Boris Johnson's son, should be in the second rocking chair next to Willa. And they're sitting there commenting on the state of the tobacco crops.
What do you think of Winter Story Olsen?
I like Winter Story.
I do too. I feel like it's very, I don't know, it paints a picture to me, you know?
Yeah. Well, we're both authors.
Yeah.
Kate and I both write fiction, so yes, we kind of get that.
We do.
But yeah, I like Winter Story. I mean, of course, she'll be called Winter Olsen.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Winter Olsen is really beautiful. I like the name Winter. I like temporal names, and we have a whole episode about those.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's pretty cool. Now, there's some that I don't like the sound of, like Radix Madden. I think that's too similar, and Lyra Sheeran.
Yeah.
Like those two, they didn't sound aloud with first and last names. And that's how they'll be introducing themselves.
Yeah, exactly. You got to think about that when you name kids.
Right. So those are the only general boos. Anybody else?
Yeah. One thing I do want to note is that Amy Schumer changed her son's name this year.
Right.
Which was a really good thing on her part because his name was Gene Adel Fisher, which obviously Gene Adel doesn't sound great when you put it together. So she changed it to Gene David, which is sounds much nicer.
Right. She was trying to honor her friend David Adel or Attell, but it came out sounding like genital and everybody thought it was a joke. They thought she was trying to be Elon Musk. but she really didn't mean it that way. So that's why she changed it to Gene David. And I think that was a good choice. Like,
I think it's good when parents make mistakes. It's good to realize your mistake and fix it.
Right. But fix it quick.
Yeah.
Don't wait till they're 10.
No.
So anyway, thank you for joining us, Kate. I hope everybody agrees. If you don't agree, you can always write us at podcast@babynames.com and let us know your favorite and worst names of 2020.
Thanks, Kate.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And now it's time for Celebrity Baby News.
Well, we have a royal baby on the way. Zara Tyndall, the Queen's granddaughter and daughter of Princess Anne, is expecting her third child with husband, retired rugby player Mike Tyndall. Zara is an Olympic equestrian and has two daughters, Mia Grace, who's 6, and Lena Elizabeth, who's 2. Zara is also godmother to Prince George, the oldest son of Prince William and Kate Middleton, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge.
Christina Milian has announced that she is expecting her third child, her second with her boyfriend Matt Pokora. This exciting news comes just less than a year after the couple welcomed son Isaiah this past January of 2020. Christina also has a 10-year-old daughter, Violet Madison, with ex-husband The Dream.
I remember we reported on her son Isaiah. I mean, it wasn't even a year ago. Crazy.
Right.
Vampire Diaries star Candace King, née Akola, has announced the arrival of her second child with her husband, Joe King, from the band The Fray. Joking, get it?
Huh.
Their new little girl is named Josephine June King. So she's Joe King also. Terrible. Josephine will join older sister Florence May, who is 4. Now that's a beautiful name. Floking and joking. And Joe's 2 daughters from a previous marriage, Elise and Ava.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Those are some serious names with all the joking and the floking.
We should have put that on the list.
It would have been at least 5 or 4 for me.
Okay.
Parks and Rec actress Jenny Slate announced that she is expecting her first child with fiancé gallery curator Ben Shattuck. She is due any day now, so she just might have a 2020 baby.
Okay. Actors Morena Baccarin and Benjamin McKenzie are expecting a baby together. And I have to cut in that they are going to reboot Firefly on Disney Plus, and I just can't frickin' wait. Okay. Morena played Inara Sarah on Firefly. She was also on Homeland. And Ben is known for The OC and Gotham. Okay, back to their news. The baby will be Morena's third child, her second with the OC alum. The couple welcomed their first child together in 2016, a baby girl named Frances Lais Seta Schinken. That's a long name. That's like 5 middle names. And Morena has a son with her ex, Julius.
Cassie Ventura has announced that she is expecting her second child with her husband, celebrity trainer Alex Fine. The news comes just 1 year after the couple announced the arrival of their first child together, a girl named Frankie Stonefine.
Model April Love Geary, the fiancé to singer-songwriter Robin Thicke, has announced the arrival of the couple's third child together, a boy named Luca Patrick. Luca will join older sisters Mia Love, who's 2, and Lola Elaine, 1.5. Robin also has a 10-year-old son named Julian Fuego from his previous marriage to actress Paula Patton.
Okay, and our final celebrity baby news of the year. Pippa Middleton, the younger sister of the Duchess of Cambridge, has announced that she is expecting her second child with her husband, James Matthews. Pippa and James welcomed their first child in October of 2018, a boy named Arthur. Not quite a royal baby, but royal adjacent.
Definitely. And I hope that when Meg and Harry are ready again, that they will try. Maybe we'll see another Mountbatten in 2021.
We'll see.
And now our final segment is where we take questions from you, our listeners. So the first one is, hi, Mallory and Jennifer. I was watching a YouTube video about names, and the speaker said 2 things that I wanted to get your opinion on. She said that naming patterns in the U.S. come over from England, meaning that names are popular there first and then become popular here. Second, she said there's a growing trend towards using nicknames as given names, and that is also a trend that started in England. I don't think either of these are true, but I'm not an expert, so I wanted to ask you two. What do you think? Sincerely, Michael H.
Jennifer, I'm going to defer this one to you.
Okay. I do think recently there has been an influx of British names into the American charts. I attribute that to the popularity of British entertainment here in the U.S. So Game of Thrones, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, Downton Abbey even. There's a lot of British TV shows that have infused themselves into American pop culture. And so names like Emma and Liam and even the boy bands too have influenced U.S. naming trends. It doesn't necessarily mean we're copying everything of theirs, but we've always taken inspiration from Great Britain. There was a British invasion in the 60s with the Beatles, you know, and that became really popular to have the British flag all over and to drive British cars. And I think we're seeing another renaissance like that.
Right, exactly.
Now, as for giving nicknames to children as given names, not sure if that started in Great Britain, but it is definitely a trend happening here. We talked about that in some of the celebrity names that we brought up, and it's something I don't quite agree with. I have always said that you should give your child a choice of having a formal name and not choose their nickname for them.
Okay, well, here's the next letter. Dear Jennifer and Mallory, I heard you talk about this name on one of your podcasts. Can't remember which one, as I'm currently binge listening. Yay! I read a book called In Search of Fatima by Dr. Ghada Karmi, a Palestinian author, and heard her speak on her book. She did say this is a traditional Palestinian name, and she pronounced it Fatima. Maybe there are regional dialect pronunciations, but that was the one she used. Love the podcast. Thanks for making lockdown a little more palatable. People here didn't pay attention to the rules at Thanksgiving, and we now have a huge surge that is growing exponentially. My grandmother died of COVID this month. The death rate here is just horrifying. I'm so glad you guys are here. It's keeping me sane to think about new life instead of dwelling on what's going on outside. Keep on. We need you. Really, the escape is such a relief. I can't thank you enough. And her name is Colleen Rochelle for her middle name. And she says, I love my middle name and wish I could use it more. I'm in the club that middle names matter.
Thank you, Colleen. I am so sorry about your grandmother. That is so sad. And I think all over the place, people are ignoring the rules. And that is why we have this spike. So I'm telling everyone out there to not take this lightly, is that we have to follow the guidelines. And I just got tested this morning. My daughter got tested this morning, so we can see each other in a couple of days and, you know, be safe out there.
Yes, definitely be safe.
And thank you for your kudos on our show. It's so great to know that people are listening and appreciating what we do, because it takes a lot of work for both of us. Mm-hmm. And we don't know if you're out there unless you write us or call us and let us know that you're listening. So I appreciate that.
Me too.
So that's it for season 3 of the Baby Names podcast. Thank you for being loyal listeners. For all our binge listeners like Colleen, the name nerds or enthusiasts who just love everything names and naming like me, and the expecting parents, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a super healthy 2021. Be safe, everyone. Stay healthy and stay home until V-Day. Love you, Mal. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.